Hello, you are listening to How Does Proposition 47 Impact Immigrants, a podcast brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. In this podcast, you will hear Angie Young, supervising attorney, talk about the various ways Prop 47 impacts immigrants in more detail.
What is Proposition 47?
So in November 2014, California voters passed Proposition 47, and it's also called the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. And what Prop 47 does, it changes California law so that some criminal offenses will be punished as misdemeanors instead of felonies. And these offenses include possession of drugs, property crimes like stealing, including from maybe a store, buying, selling, or receiving stolen property, writing bad checks, and, you know, falsely making certain written documents or changing certain written documents. As long as the amount taken for those property crimes is $950 or less. And so really what Prop 47 does is it reduces the punishment for these types of crimes. For purposes of this podcast, we're going to talk about how Proposition 47 can help people avoid some immigration problems.
How can a criminal conviction harm an immigrant?
So anyone who's not a U.S. citizen, including those with lawful status, such as lawful permanent residents, also known as green card holders, and even refugees, can be deported if they've been convicted of certain crimes. And this can include even stealing or possessing a small amount of drugs. So even lawful permanent residents who have lived in the U.S. for a long time and have all their family here can lose their legal status and be deported for one of those convictions, even if it happened a long time ago. So let's take an example. Let's imagine Maria. She's a lawful permanent resident who has been here for 15 years and has U.S. citizen children. She stole some items from a store and then was convicted of theft, what was treated as a felony. Now she could be put into deportation proceedings. Depending on her circumstances, she might not be even allowed to even ask an immigration judge to consider giving her a second chance based on the terrible hardship her family and her children would face if she were deported. So it doesn't only hurt people with legal status, but as you could imagine, certain convictions can also hurt people who don't have any legal status in the United States. And in other words, it means that it can prevent undocumented immigrants from ever getting legal status, such as through a family member. And certain convictions also can prevent immigrants from getting temporary protection from deportation through these new immigration programs announced by President Obama if and when they go in effect. And these programs are DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and DAPA, Deferred Action for Parents of U.S. Citizens and Lawful Permanent Residents. So for here, an example would be, take Mark. He's both a dreamer and a college graduate, and he was arrested 5 years ago after a college party for possession of a drug, which is a felony under California law, or was a felony under California law, although he has lived in the U.S. since he was a baby and meets all other requirements for DACA. He cannot apply because anyone convicted of a felony is not eligible for DACA.
Do the changes of Prop 47 help avoid or mitigate these consequences?
In some cases, yes. By changing some of the felonies to misdemeanors and otherwise changing the punishment of these certain crimes I've discussed, Prop 47 may help more immigrants be eligible to get legal status or even temporary protection from deportation or avoid losing the legal status that they may have. Immigrants may also be less likely to be targeted for arrest, detention, and deportation by the federal government, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and thereby keeping fewer families from being separated.
Tell us more about how Prop 47 helps undocumented immigrants.
So now more undocumented immigrants may be eligible for the current DACA program and the expanded DACA-DAPA programs if and when the programs go into effect. Because their felonies, if they have felonies, may no longer be felonies on their record. And they may be treated now as misdemeanors. So the point, though, is the people have to change their conviction first. A conviction of a felony makes a person ineligible for these DACA DAPA programs. It's also true that more undocumented persons may no longer be prevented from obtaining legal status or defending against their deportation based on a conviction of one of the property crimes that I described. A person may be able to get legal status through maybe a U.S. citizen or a family member who has a green card, despite, for example, a conviction for theft, stealing. An undocumented person may also be able to fight their deportation and get legal status through what we call cancellation and removal, even if they have one of these convictions of a property crime, as long as they've been here in the U.S. for 10 years or more and meet other requirements.
And how would Prop 47 help immigrants with legal status?
So Prop 47, for those who may have legal status, may be able to avoid losing that status and getting deported for conviction of the property crimes that I described. This, however, would be combined with another new state law in California, Penal Code 18.5, to give these immigrants the benefit.
Are there other benefits of Prop 47 for immigrants?
So immigrants with Prop 47 type convictions, again, that I talked about at the beginning of this podcast, may no longer be the federal government's top enforcement priority and may be able to apply for a more lenient exception to deportation. This is because conviction of any felony makes an immigrant or non-citizen a primary target for arrest by ICE.
Is there any part of Prop 47 that does not help immigrants?
Unfortunately, the treatment of drug possession, now as a misdemeanor instead of a felony, under California law has really limited benefits. Outside of DACA and DAPA and a few other programs, even a misdemeanor drug conviction for possessing, and even with a dismissal under state law here in California, because you've completed a rehabilitation program, you've done drug treatment, can cause and will cause problems for immigrants, whether they have status or they are undocumented. Get help where you have a case that involves drugs.
How do immigrants obtain the benefits of Prop 47?
So immigrants really should consult with expert immigration advocates or even criminal defenders to get a complete information about how their criminal record may affect their immigration case first. And that will include eligibility for the DACA and DAPA programs if and when they go into effect, and whether Prop 47 can help. Sometimes Prop 47 may be combined with the new law, Penal Code 18.5. And because these laws are so brand new and applying them to immigration laws can be complicated, it's really important to get advice from an advocate who really understands this area. And people can get help with past convictions. If you have a past felony conviction, it could be now turned into a misdemeanor. People who are still serving time in jail may be able to get their sentence reduced and be released early under Prop 47. This does not happen automatically for people who had a conviction prior to the passage prior to Prop 47, so people will need to seek that change. And they want to make sure they properly change it so that the immigration authorities recognize it and you can avoid the immigration consequences.
Thanks for listening to our podcast on How Does Proposition 47 Impact Immigrants? To download other resources related to Proposition 47, visit our criminal and immigration law webpage in the Info on Immigration Law section of our website. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center, or ILRC, is a national nonprofit resource center that provides legal training, educational materials, and advocacy to advance immigrant rights. The mission of the ILRC is to work with and educate immigrants, community organizations, and the legal sector to continue to build a democratic society that values diversity and the rights of all people. This podcast was brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.